Nolte, Far Left CNN Dumps Deadweight Like Chris Salisa, Guts HLN. By John Nolte on December 2, 2022. Alternate headline, CNN announces it will spend less money to spread same lies. Far Left CNN's bloodbath began bloodbathing Thursday with the termination of several correspondents and on-air contributors, along with a total wipeout of HLN. HLN was headline news, which no one has watched in two decades. We're talking about primetime viewership that swings between 250,000 and 160,000 total viewers. That's total viewers. HLN star was Robin Mead. Her morning show rarely topped 200,000 total viewers. Total. The last time I looked, 20-year-old reruns of Forensic Files were beating everything else on HLN. And so, at long last, CNN is cutting this expensive HLN deadweight by killing all live programming. This includes Robin Mead, who's been allowed to fail at HLN for a reported $3 million a year since 2001. If you're looking for a laugh, in place of Mead, HLN will simulcast Don Lemon's failed morning show, CNN This Morning. That's kind of like replacing New Coke with New Coke 2 or Cop Rock with Mailman Rock. CNN should just change HLN to the Forensic Files Network and call it a win. Nothing against Forensic Files, which is one of my all-time favorite shows. Also out are a bunch of left-wing CNN correspondents. Allison Kosick, Alex Field, Martin Savage, and Chris Salisa. Salisa was an on-air contributor. He also had his very own vertical at CNN.com, something called The Point, which never had one. The whole Salisa experiment felt like CNN's way of bragging about how it had too much money. Honestly, if you were to create in a lab a perfect example of the shallow, insulated, dishonest, dumb, inexperienced, low testosterone, clannish, gutless man boys who infest the corporate media, you'd get Chris Salisa. Other than being a monkey for the corporate media's talking point organ, Salisa is utterly useless. He has never published or uttered a word I found insightful, illuminating, or even thoughtful. Instead, he is the corporate media's stenographer. A narrative pusher, the furthest thing from his own man not named Brian Stelter. Also gone are some paid contributors, including The New Yorker's Susan Glasser. There are reports that daytime anchor Ana Cabrera is out and heading to where she and everyone else at CNN belong, the openly far-left MSNBC. KNLL's new chief, Chris Licht, released a memo Thursday laying out what has happened and will happen regarding ongoing staff cutbacks and institutional changes. Here are the highlights. Beginning December 6, CNN will no longer produce live programming for HLN and instead will simulcast CNN This Morning. HLN crime programming will move under the WBD, Warner Brothers Discovery, networks led by Kathleen Finch and will be merged with ID, Investigative Discovery. I want to take a moment to thank Robin Mead. She is not only an exceptionally popular anchor, but also one of the longest-running morning hosts in history. I know the HLN audience will miss her and the other HLN talent. Gee. What will 0.000001% of the country do with themselves now? We are also shifting our approach to paid contributors. In some areas, we will rely more on our CNN journalists. Overall, we will engage contributors who are subject matter experts that expand and diversify the viewpoints we bring our audience. Yeah, I'm expecting diverse viewpoints from Joseph Stalin to Mitt Romney. So what you have here is cost-cutting, but nothing. I mean nothing. Done to regain viewership trust. CNN is announcing that it is still a fake news network. With election denier Jake Tapper, Antifa lover Don Lemon, Double Chin Jim Acosta, Dimwit John Avalon, the ever-expanding Brianna Kyler, and the endlessly neurotic Allison Camerota as the face of the network, what else can we conclude? After all, this is the same group of liars responsible for the Russia collusion hoax. Hands up. Don't shoot hoax. Jussie Smollett hoax. Covington KK kids hoax. Very fine people hoax. 7-hour gap hoax. Global warming hoax. Russian bounties hoax. Trump trashes troops hoax. Policemen killed at mostly peaceful January 6th protest hoax. Rittenhouse hoax. Eating while black hoax. Border agents whipping illegals hoax. NASCAR news hoax. The Georgia Jim Crow 2.0 hoax. Trump assaulted Secret Service agents and grabbed steering wheel of beast hoax. Frame McGough for alleged Paul Pelosi assault. Nothing here points to a cultural shift, a desire to regain public trust. Personnel is policy, and CNN's policy is the same. Spread lies and violence, and meddle in elections. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.